On the Claire's Matt and Kimber catch-up, when did you take a risk behind the wheel that went wrong?
Matt is continuing to examine the dullness of his life.
Matt's world.
And one of the funniest blokes on the planet, alongside Matt, of course, comedian Jimmy Carr.
Claire's Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Our next guest has been responsible for so much pain and so many tears for so many people. It's the price you pay for being so bloody funny. He's coming back to Perth. His name is Jimmy Carr at the Riverside Theatre, January 29, 2018. Jimmy, good morning.
Oh, well, good morning to you. It's very nice to be on your show, Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Most of these morning shows, they have like one host.
Yes.
So three seems... I mean, we're going to have to make some cuts, so let's see how this goes.
We're pretty greedy. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, now it's going to sound like I'm sucking up to you, Jimmy, but we were going to start by saying you're amongst fans, but we don't want to sound like sycophants, so we'll just say we're buddies.
Yeah, he's all right.
Now, your incredible wit and your one-liner style means that you must deliver a lot of jokes. Do you know how many you might come close to in one show?
Maybe 300, something like that. I think I'm sort of, the way I see it is you're there to service the audience. If they come and see a show, you want them to laugh. Like, you know when people say a laugh a minute? If I did a laugh a minute, I would be a disgrace.
Yeah.
But it's got to be three or four jokes a minute. And you kind of build up that head of steam because, you know, if there's 1,000 people in the room, if half the people laugh at the first joke and then half the people laugh at the second joke, by the time you get to the third joke, people are still laughing at the first one and you get that lovely roll.
Yeah.
You get that lovely kind of pushing through where people kind of get a bit giddy and forget things, which is just as well because I'm doing a best of tour. So the first time right.
Hey, Jimmy, you're on...
The best of tour is the greatest gag ever because it's like... suddenly proclaiming yourself to be the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
I'm knocking out the hits.
Yes.
Now, mate, your on-stage persona, you seem bulletproof. You encourage heckles. Are you so thick-skinned in your normal life?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much that. I'm not that guy on stage, but I'm pretty close to that. I mean, I don't think you can really fake it for that long. I think it's people, the audience can see who you are. I mean, albeit standing on stage and I'm in front of 3,000 people and I'm joking. That's who I am in that scenario. But yeah, pretty much. I mean, I do not get offended. I've never been offended by anything anyone said.
That's great.
Why would you be?
Yeah, yeah.
They're entitled to their opinion. Good luck.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, is Russell Crowe a mate of yours or just a super fan? Because I keep seeing him on Twitter talking about you all the time.
We're mates, and yeah. He was over in the UK doing gigs, so I went to see him live, and we got a couple of drinks were had. We had a great night. He's a very funny bloke, and he's kind of obsessed with jokes.
He is, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's a really funny dude.
Yeah, he was getting his mates together to say the rudest Jimmy Carr joke, and they all came up with a different one, which is good for you.
I'll tell you the full story.
There you go.
I went to see his gig,
yeah.
And then afterwards we went out for Chinese food, and... I came back to the table having got some drinks, and he was going around the table trying to think of the most offensive Jimmy Carr joke as a little competition. I did not win that competition.
Love it. Oh, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Is that the case?
Yeah, that's great.
I told one, and he went, no, this is much worse.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's like someone doing a better Stones cover than the Stones, yeah.
Jimmy, where do you think comedy is heading? I mean, does the world need comedy as an escape now, or is it a good vehicle for comics to talk about world issues?
I don't know. The kind of stuff that I do, right? I'm an entertainer. I'm there to give you 2 hours of laughter, and it feels like people need a break.
Mm.
It feels to me like people spend their day in the office looking at a screen, and they get home and they stare at a screen, and on the way to work and on the way from work, they look at another screen. They're constantly looking at screens.
Yep.
And feeling like you're part of something and part of a group and doing something social is so fun. If you've never been to a live comedy show, there's comedy clubs in Perth. Go out and see something. Go out and see some people tell some jokes because it feels so vibrant and alive. And I think sometimes just our society feels a bit, you're watching other people have fun. It's great to be part of it sometimes.
Yeah, and it's great. I love the way you push boundaries, and you talked about people being offended seemingly for everything these days. Yet when you do your shows, there's a room full, 2,000 people who all seem to be relieved to laugh at things that they feel that they can't be seen to be laughing at, whether it's judgment on social media or whatever.
I don't think this is the medium for a serious conversation,
no.
Obviously. We've got the traffic and travel in a minute, but I will say this. I think there's a strange thing that happens with, in the world that we live in, it's progressed. We live in a better world than we did 16, 17 years ago when I started doing comedy. It's more progressive. There's more political correctness, which you want in certain areas of life.
Yeah.
You know, if you go and see a doctor, you know, you want him to use the anatomically correct terms. You don't want him to say, "Ah, yeah, let's have a look at it." There's a certain context of like you want PC to be there, but it's nice to have a break for that.
Yeah.
So it feels more than ever going to see a comedy show. It's almost like to use the vernacular of PC. It's a safe space.
Yes.
It's a place where you go, yes, he said those terrible things, but he was on stage, and we get that he's just joking and he's messing around, and it was really fun, and it's a relief.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I've got to say, I'm looking forward to this gig in January because it'll be the holy trinity for me, because I've seen Tracy Morgan and I've seen Stephen Wright. Stephen Wright was was the funniest night of my life. Who makes you laugh? Who are the people that inspired you to do this gig?
I mean, both of those guys I've seen in the last couple of years. I mean, it's great to have Tracy Morgan back. I don't know if you've seen I presume you have, the Netflix special. It's such a joyful thing. If you're a fan of 30 Rock and you're a fan of him and you know what happened, it's just brilliant. Stephen Wright's really, I've taken a lot in terms of like, Stephen Wright does this amazing thing where he's always on the best of tour. So when you see Stephen Wright, he does 50 minutes of the best jokes he's ever written in his career, and then he does 30 minutes of new stuff. And it's just, it's so wonderfully funny. I mean, the jokes are of such a quality. And that really made me want to kind of do a best of tour. That really made me kind of want to say, right, I'm gonna put all of the best stuff together.
Mm.
Brilliant, mate. Well, we look forward to seeing
are we talking about other comics that are great? There's other great
comics.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, well, we'd be crazy not to mention the Minchin if we're talking Perth.
Well, we're talking Perth.
Yep.
You know, Tim Minchin's a friend of mine and a genius live performer, and he's a comic first and foremost. I think people get so caught up in his skill as a musician that they forget how damn funny he is, and how comedic songs are so easy to get wrong, and every one of his, every line, there's nothing wasted. It's just funny, funny, funny the whole time. He's just brilliant.
Brilliant, mate. We're looking forward to seeing the show. Jimmy Carr, thanks for your time, and we'll catch you in January.
Well, thank you for your time, and I can tell you that Kimber has the job. The other two graduates from
We got by with
Thanks,
the feeling
Jimmy.
That was a setup.
Always
well done, mate. Nice work. Jimmy Carr, you can catch him live at the Perth Riverside Theatre Monday, January 29. Matt and I will be in the crowd with no money. Ticketek 132849 or www.ticketek.com.au.
Claire Z, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Last week went down south to Yallingup and my boyfriend and I took an educated risk when we went driving and thought this area looks a bit boggy and a bit unsafe, decided to do it anyway. And we wanted to know, when you've taken an educated risk and it's all gone wrong, Maria's in Yokine. Maria, what did you do?
Yes, good morning. Yes, same, similar sort of thing. We were at Kalbarri and we wanted to get to the ocean, and there was this creek, was called Witikara Creek, and it was all white and dry. White, but it looks pretty firm. We get halfway across and we were driving in a Jeep, the old Jeep. Halfway across and the Jeep just sunk into this black.
Oh, like quicksand.
It was black. My husband was up to his knees, I was spewing. And luckily, where this truck came from, but he actually had to chain us and reverse us out backwards. Never again.
And you feel like at the time, you're like, we could probably do this. What's the worst thing that can happen?
And you're in a vehicle that you hope can deal with that situation too.
Yeah, but it just sunk.
Yeah.
You couldn't quite tell from the top there was mud there. Very deep.
Thanks, Maria.
And being out in Kalbarri, I mean, you know, I've been up there. It's quite isolated. You'd really think, oh, dear, what do we do now?
It's unreal if a hero rolls up with a truck, especially if they've got the right chains or things to get you out, ropes.
Mm. Paul's in Duncraig. Paul, when did you take an educated risk and it all went wrong?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, about 35 years ago, when I was 19, a mate and I, we thought we knew everything. We borrowed his dad's brand new 4Runner. Now, this thing was flash, had electric windows, electric back doors. On our way to Cervantes, stayed one night, next day got up, saw tracks going into a river, tracks coming out the other side. Mm. We decided full on, go through the river, got halfway across, stopped 5 feet deep.
Oh.
The back of the car's filling up with water.
Oh.
The only way that we could get out of the car was to wind the windows down. We jumped out of the windows into the water, holding onto the roof bar so the back of the car wouldn't float down the river.
Oh, no.
Oh, you flooded it. Did it still work, Paul? What's going on?
The next day, the only way that we could get it started was I had to sit on the roof bar with the bonnet up. We pulled the windscreen wiper cable out of the thing, shoved fuel straight from a jerry can into the carby with my mate driving with his head out the window so we could see where we're going.
Jeez!
Direct to carby.
Oh, Paul. Now who made the call to his dad?
Exactly,
and said,
yes.
We ruined the car.
Well, we're in Cervantes. We got it fixed.
Yep.
We drive it home. Pulled into his driveway. I said, good luck, mate. See ya.
Great friend.
Who needs enemies? Well done, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, as soon as he said the car was filling up with water, I could just smell wet dog. Gross.
Yeah. Oh. I could just smell angry dad.
Angry dad.
How good is it?
Adam McDougall is the health hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Alrighty. Now, hang on, I need to put on my fake glasses because I can't read my own handwriting.
They are you're right fake there. Glasses.
You're right there, Doctor.
I can't. My handwriting is like hieroglyphics. It really, I can't read it. I'm falling to pieces this morning.
Yeah,
I am.
My
ankle's not working for some reason. Oh. My eyes, they don't work. We've already established that they're like slots.
Yeah, and the idea was to go and get glasses, but you thought
no, it is happening. But I mean, I don't know. You know, it's just light and shade at the moment. It's not really.
Which one's Kimbo? Which one's Claire's?
I don't know.
Who can say?
I'm just following the voice. You know, and my back. I mean, I haven't been whinging about this,
right?
But I'm in quite a lot of pain with my back since I did the gardening.
Oh, Matt!
How long ago was that?
Oh, well, it was last week. It was on the holidays, and you know, I did the garden for the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, you can imagine the brownie points that I got for that.
Yes. Mm. Also, too, because it's beautiful. A new relationship, she's very, very giving on brownie points too.
Oh, totally. And I, the problem is that because of my back, I can't cash in.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
So what's going to happen is that by the time that I feel better in my back, I will have done something stupid.
Yeah.
And that door will have closed.
Yeah. It's funny because you got shaggers back from not shagging. It's a pity.
And my ears don't work.
Sorry? It's terrible.
They're just adornments now. Honestly.
What's happened to you? Are you just a little bit run down?
I've got a sty in my eye as well.
Oh, you're a mess.
I'm a mess.
Well, you need your gout to play up.
Well,
package.
Because I walked out limping and Adam, the producer, goes, what's wrong? Is it your gout?
You get it once, it keeps coming back for life.
And I don't know if this is, you know, this is the journey of getting older. And we've, you know, we've talked about it endlessly, Claire, particularly you and I, that, you know, in our minds we feel 14.
Yes.
Yep. And yet, and usually I feel pretty fit and healthy, but there's some mornings where it just it falls to pieces.
Actually, a lot of our conversations are 14-year-old boys, aren't they?
They are. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But the ears thing, this is what I found. I'm so much of a homebody these days.
Yeah.
I'm worried because I'm might be boring my girlfriend a little bit because maybe she's more of a going outy person.
Right.
But I don't like it, and I've realised it is literally because I can't hear. In a loud space.
So I feel like we've had to organise your eye appointment.
Yeah.
Mm. We've had to organise a few things.
Actually, I know a podiatrist. We'll get working on that.
Yeah.
Would you?
Do you need us to hook all this up for you?
I do. Because I can't. I can't.
Let's get your hearing tested.
Hearing aid.
But I think I'm right that most people are like this. Because I did have a chat to a guy of my age and I said to him, I'm worried, man, because I go out to a party or to a loud restaurant and I cannot hear the other person what they're saying.
Very frustrating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he said, I'm in the same boat. And I've realised now that, middle age is basically about going out and not hearing anything and lying and just sort of smile and nod.
Sounds like such a good time, doesn't it?
That's my life.
World. Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Ah, Paulie. Yeah, look, Matt, I'm so envious about your songwriting skills.
Yeah.
So yesterday I wrote a song about tortillas.
Okay.
Actually, it's more of a rap.
Oh.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.